This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Very happy to be with you live tonight. I need to explain a few things to you, but we will do that very shortly. This is coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Defending You After Defending Yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com.
Okay. Very quickly, just so we all know, and this all needs to be taken into consideration as we go forward, at least through the week. Friday, I was out and about, and I saw a postal vehicle driving and acting the fool on the road. It does not matter to me why it was doing it. It does not matter to me what kind of day the postal carrier driving that vehicle was having. It simply matters that there was a vehicle, a motor vehicle, moving erratically on the road. When we got close to him, it turned out he was trying to eat French fries and talk on the phone and drive the vehicle all at the same time. I tried to call the post office to complain about that. And around here, the numbers that I tried to call that particular day, they all went to a voicemail box that was full. So I didn't call the post office about this particular vehicle. We did take a picture of the back of the vehicle, though. Now, mind you, it's the back of a vehicle. We take a picture of the back of the vehicle, and all of a sudden, I get home, and for that cathartic moment, I decide to post it up to Facebook, and I did. I drove for 20 years various vehicles of various sizes, and I delivered things in all kinds of weather. I'm well-versed in what delivery people go through, very well-versed. I've never been a mail carrier, although I suspect being a mail carrier is probably a little easier than being a route delivery driver. That's for somebody's benefit, not yours. Not my audience's benefit. That's for somebody else who's probably listening now. The person that was driving that vehicle contacted me via Facebook the next day. Turned out it was the postal worker that was driving the vehicle. The person driving that vehicle decided to take on a threatening tone. Now, I never really considered them to be a viable threat. They were talking about wanting to have a face-to-face and a fist fight and all this other stuff. And, I mean, you know, way beyond, it reminded me a lot of some of the angsty high school movies you see. This guy, though, since he was kind enough to contact me via Facebook, I was able to look at his profile. He looks a little older than me. Plays the guitar on the side. Probably a pretty nice guy, except for now. So this went on for about an hour and a half, and finally I blocked him. I sent him one last message. And then I screenshot everything out of that conversation, and I printed that out, and I saved it. Yesterday, after very careful consideration, realizing that I am public, realizing that, you know, that I am out here and that it's easy to find me, I decided I would do something about it. So I contacted the post office, and I've turned everything over to the post office. Today, I was told that they sat him down and had a little chat with him. That was at 8:30 this morning. Now, it seems like his family and friends are coming. They're also contacting me via Facebook, which means that I have to also block them. Now, here's the problem with this. I don't know. I'm almost 100% certain this is not a viable threat. This is a whole bunch of talk and all this other stuff. But I'm not going to take that chance. I'm not going to take that chance. And the problem here, and I explained this to the postal guy, you know, everything that I talk about doing here and all the things that all the steps I take and all the little bit of training I take and everything is a little bit more than most people do. And I'm not going to get up there and have a fist fight with a guy. If this guy is that bent on finding me and showing up, or his family is that bent on finding me and showing up, maybe just to give me a good talking to or something, they're going to be talking to, you know, a weapon. They're going to have a few moments. But if it doesn't seem like I'm here for the next few days, that's because I'll be dealing with this. I'm not dealing with this tonight. The other, you know, right now it's gone from threats to harassment, from to worrisome to really aggravating. I told them that I did not think that one stupid act, if this is a guy that has had an exemplary career with them, I told them that I did not think this warranted them taking his job. But apparently, now listen, and listen, I'm not going to mention this guy's name. I have not mentioned this guy's name. That's how I know that all of the people coming at me right now originate from this guy. So, to all of you that take it upon yourself to look at my stuff and then to comment on things, understand this. I've been there. I've done it. I understand it. I get it. At the same time, I don't care about you. I don't care about you. Before, I was willing to let bygones be bygones. At this particular point, I don't care what kind of Christmas you and your family have, sir. I really don't. I don't care if it's great or bad. I don't care if you're working or not. I was willing to let it go. You had to pick up the phone after they sat you down and talked to you and call and whine a little bit. I gave you a gift. Friend, I gave you a gift. I did not react to this as if it was a threat. I reacted to this as if it was a harassing aggravation, which is all that it really is anyway. Unless they take the next step, whatever that would be. If they decided to come seek me out, which is easily done. I mean, I'm public. I mean, it's been public for quite some time. My address is out there in a lot of different ways. And if this is the way they want to go, I guess that's okay. I don't know. I don't think it's a smart idea. Because I'm looking out. I'm always looking out anyway, but now I'm really looking out. I mean, I've got the high beams on, guys. And it isn't that you don't want none of me. It's that you don't want the aggravation that's going to come with it. You don't want the trouble that's going to come with it. If you decide to take it upon yourselves to pull this one down, too, and take a look at this one, then I'm telling you to just forget that I exist. Because I didn't exist to you until Friday, until your guy was driving erratically. That changed, you know, what's happened up to this point changes nothing. I think that's one thing I'm going to drive home. I think I'm going to push this. I'm going to get beyond the whole thing, and I'm going to say, let's talk about the reason I was trying to call you in the first place. Let's talk about that. So, that's what's up. If it seems like I'm not going to be, if I plan on being here tomorrow, I plan on being here for the rest of the week. But if it doesn't work out that way, that's what's going on. So, my apologies. Coming up next, how would you like it if this was the U.S. of California? This is Lock and Load.
your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Looking for the perfect gift for the gun owner on your list? Alien Gear Holsters is proud to offer the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet. Grab an award-winning Cloak Duck 3.0, starting at just $43.88. This American-made holster is designed with a comfortable form-fitting neoprene and a spring steel core for enhanced retention. Its slim profile and tuckable design is perfect for concealed carry. Learn more at AlienGearHolsters.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, Numana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only Numana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the Numana difference.
American-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. Sorry I'm off tonight. Sorry about that. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot.
Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Indeed. Coming out of California, where they, you know, they count the votes faster in Brazil than they do in California. And, I mean, Brazil's a country. we have some, California was somewhat of an outlier this time around. Clinton won the plurality of the vote by a considerably wider percentage than her counterparts in the elections of 2018-88. Al Gore and Grover Cleveland, respectively, although she apparently won by a slimmer margin than Samuel Tilden in 1876. The other thing about California is that the most populous state was a politically it was an outlier. They voted at one extreme in the national political spectrum. Now, if you array the states in order of Democratic percentage, you could see that easily. At the top, before any state, was the District of Columbia. 91% of the voters chose Clinton. Then some 5,000 miles away was Hawaii, which went 63% for Clinton. Then came California, the nation's most populous state, and the latest count has California 62% Democratic. Now, you might say that California's been called the left coast for quite some time. What difference does it make? Just about everyone in the Silicon Valley except Peter Thiel and Pat Sajak supported Clinton. White middle-class families have been pretty much priced out of the state by high taxes and housing costs. And the Hispanic and Asian immigrants who have replaced them vote far more Democratic. And this has put California far more out of line with the national average. In 2012, six states in D.C. were more Democratic. In 2008, it was eight states in D.C. In 2004, it was seven. Now it's only one, and not by much. And the trend is recent and clear. California was about 14 points more Democratic than the nation this year versus 10 points in 2012, 9 points in 2008, 6 points in 2004 and 2000. In the nine elections before that, and after California passed New York to become the most populous state in 1963, the average of California's Democratic and Republican percentages was never more than 5 points off the national figures. In four of the five elections between 64 and 80, the exception was the McGovern year, 1972. It actually voted more Republican than the nation as a whole. In this respect, it sort of resembled New York, the most populous state in every census from 1820 to 1960. In elections from 1856 to 1960, New York's Democratic and Republican percentages seldom varied more than 5 points from the national average. We saw some exceptions, 1928, 1920, 1896. There was a time when New York voted much like the nation as a whole, and that meant there were a few elections when the popular vote winner lost in the Electoral College. And the two exceptions, 1876-1888, the popular vote winner was a New Yorker. If California continues to occupy one extreme of the national political spectrum, there may well be more such splits, at least until the Democratic Party figures it needs to make a case with more appeal beyond California if it wants to win 270 electoral votes. And this brings us to the Electoral College. The case for abolishing it is simple. Every American's vote should count the same, but it won't happen. Two-thirds of each House of Congress and 38 of the 50 states will never go along with that. The case against abolition is one suggested by the framers' fears that voters in one large but highly atypical state could impose their will on a contrary-minded nation, like California. That largest state in 1787 was Virginia, home of four of the first five presidents. New York and California, by remaining closely in line with national opinion through 1996, made the issue moot. But California in the 21st century has veered hard left, and it makes it a live issue again. In a popular vote system, the voters in this geographically distant and culturally distinct state, whose contempt for heartland Christians resembles Imperial London's disdain for the lesser breeds it governed, could impose something like colonial rule over the rest of the nation. That's what the framers didn't want. That's what they were not going to have. And that's why the Electoral College isn't going anywhere. California was never meant to run the United States. It's not meant to run it now. I remember in school, they used to tell us that the way California goes, so goes the rest of the nation. Is that the way it should be? Should one state be the trendsetter is what I'm asking. In California, there are very few businesses that actually are in California now. Frog Lube. Frog Lube makes lubricant. They don't make guns. And there was nothing tying the owners of Frog Lube to California besides the fact that's where Larry Lasky had retired. And they left California. They ran from California. Rob Morse, frequent guest and collaborator, he left California. A lot of people leave California. A lot of businesses have left California. There was a time when Gavin Newsom, when he was lieutenant governor, once a year he used to go out and visit businesses, and he had to go to Texas to visit a bunch of California businesses that still have offices in California, but they've moved their headquarters out of California to avoid the high tax regime. So what you have in California now is you have a big welfare state, and you have a very highly affluent class, and nothing in between. There's no middle class there. Forget that they're the worst when it comes to gun control and they have the most gun laws and all this other stuff. Forget all that stuff. I'm just talking about day-to-day life. Now, the thing about California, though, is that California itself is run primarily by about three big cities, San Diego, San Francisco, at Los Angeles. To a lesser extent, Long Beach, Sacramento, some other big cities. But half of California, there's a big swath of California that is completely conservative. They're just outnumbered. There's 9 million gun owners in California. So, plenty of demographics there, plenty of voting blocks, just outmanned to a certain degree. And this is why California begins with a K now, and that's why we should never go to the Electoral College. That's why we should never give that up. Yeah, that's just horrible, isn't it? When we get back, we're going to talk about a trend-setting law that I think will have a lot to do with doing away with the gun-free zone. The gun-free zone's got to go, and some of these people are actually listening out there about how to get rid of it. You got to make it cost to have a gun-free zone. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming out of Missouri, they have a representative elect, Nick Schroer. Or Nick Schroer. Schroer? Okay. He's got a bill that's coming out that would allow law-abiding gun owners to sue businesses that ban firearms on their premises. He's also got a bill that would make it a hate crime to attack a police officer, a firefighter, or EMT because of their occupation. In both cases, the goal is to deter. The proposal, known as House Bill 96, which would apply when a person who is authorized to carry a firearm is prohibited from doing so by a business and is then injured by another person or an animal. If the injured person could otherwise have used a gun for self-defense, they could sue the business, which assumes custodial responsibility for the safety and defense of any person on their property who could carry. In September, lawmakers overrode Governor Jay Nixon's veto and passed laws that relax restrictions on carrying guns and use of deadly force. Under the law, private property owners can post an 11 by 14 inch sign with 1 inch letters to declare their premises as off limits to concealed firearms. There are a few hoops potential plaintiffs would have to hop through, but Shore said felons can't sue anybody because they're not allowed to carry a firearm. Anyway, not lawfully. And the bill includes a 2-year statute of limitations. So if something happens, you have, and we're presuming that you survive it, I guess. That's the unspoken part. Schroer is not aware of any cases in Missouri that his bill would have affected, pointing instead to attacks including James Holmes' rampage at a movie theater in Aurora, Colorado, that left 12 dead and dozens more wounded. That was a gun-free zone. And the Aurora Theater almost put a target on the back of all the customers there that had to disarm themselves. Schroer said he worked with House research staff to draft the bill and was inspired by a similar law in Tennessee. Sponsor behind the bill in Missouri's southeastern neighbor also cited the Colorado shooting as a reason to change the law. Now, he met with small businesses when he was campaigning and talking about regulation, and would like to meet with the National Federation of Independent Businesses to find a happy medium. As for pushback to the bill, Schroer was aware that some would be wary of all those people coming in with their guns and that some might think it's going to be like the Wild West, but he remains a believer in the logic that a good guy with a gun can stop a bad guy with a gun. It's not logic, it's proven. Says the liability in his bill would make businesses reconsider their actions as it pertains to patron safety, citing as an example businesses that don't put out wet floor signs after mopping. Schroer said, hopefully business owners are going to start looking at these decisions, adding that he hoped to start a discussion on campus carry and ending gun-free zones. Yeah. If a business wants to declare themselves a gun-free zone, I think they should have armed guards. Or they should at least declare why. And if it goes against legal... See, here in South Carolina, okay, for the longest time, you could not carry a gun into a bar or to anybody that served in anywhere that served alcohol, which meant most of the restaurants you couldn't carry a gun into. Now you can carry a gun into a bar. You just cannot imbibe, which is simple common sense. If you're going to carry a gun, you don't need to be impairing yourself, right? South Carolina does not yet have a law like this, though, where once they, and in South Carolina, the gun-free zone signs carry the force of law, which means if you get caught carrying a gun in a gun-free zone, in a designated, correctly designated gun-free zone, well, you broke the law. It's not a simple matter of trespassing, then you have broken the law. And that's not good. That means that permit that you worked so hard to make it, you know, keep hold of and everything that you had to jump through all those hoops to get is now in jeopardy. So we will see, but this is a way to do away with the gun-free zone if you make it to where they have to pay for it. Because listen, some of these gun-free zones in South Carolina, like there's one in downtown Greenville called The Roost. And The Roost is a restaurant that's attached to the Hyatt. The Hyatt does not have the gun-free zone signs on the doors going into the Hyatt. However, the Roost does. Now, the Hyatt in the lobby has a bar. And you can get into the Roost from the lobby of the Hyatt. But you can't carry a gun into the Roost, or so they think. Now, the other problem with South Carolina is that you have to have the signs on all doors. So, by definition, the Roost is not complying. So I can carry a gun into the Roost. And at that point, they have forfeited the rule, or the force of law. They can throw me out, but I'm not breaking the law then. It's quite convoluted and it's quite stupid. For the longest time in Greenville, South Carolina, the only shopping mall here, Haywood Mall, was considered a gun-free zone, except the Penney's, which has doors to the outside, the JCPenney's, did not have the gun-free zone signs on the doors anywhere. So everybody that was carrying a gun would enter the mall via the Penney's, although they could have gone in any door. The other thing about them is when I was in the delivery business, they would have the gun-free zone signs on the front doors and on none of the back doors. On none of the access doors either. All of these malls have these access hallways. They have them going straight down the middle, and they have them running along the back. And this is where you bring your deliveries. And Well, they don't have the signs on those doors either. And that's where a lot of robberies occur, is at back doors. So they don't even have the signs on the back doors when most of these things begin. So Haywood Mall was never a true gun-free zone. Now, people who didn't know the law probably would have thought they were covered. But they weren't. They were never covered. And that's the problem with this, because if you're going to declare something a gun-free zone, you have to go and put signs everywhere. But I think if they're going to do that, they should have some sort of armed presence there, especially in a retail setting, given what we're looking at today. Like the Ohio State stabbing. Wherever people congregate is a target for a terrorist to strike, a jihadi. Getting out there and declaring an area a gun-free zone where people congregate is a stupid proposition. Stupid on its best day. So I would like to see that. I'd like to see a lot of states adopt that. Tennessee has led the way. Missouri's going now. Let's look to see that happen all over the place. Let's look to see that happen all over the place. South Carolina will be last. We are not a leader by any stretch of the imagination. All of you that think that South Carolina is a red state, oh no. Oh no. We're a confused state that tries to vote red, but we're not like the bastion of conservatism, you may think. Our governor just got picked to be the UN ambassador by Trump, and that's all she ever wanted to be, was be on the big national stage, have a big national job. She's going to quit. She'll quit after Trump is done with her. She will have had her, she's made the big time. When we get back, we're going to talk and press some more for national reciprocity, national concealed carry reciprocity. The time has come. This is Lock and Load.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. The recent Ohio State University knifing is the latest in a series of bloody terrorist attacks on United States soil in the last 18 months. These violent incidents show Americans need national reciprocity for the carrying of concealed weapons. This is coming from gun guru, gun dean John Snyder. In the November 28, 2016 case, Abdul Ari Atan tried to run over a crowd of helpless students in Ohio State University and then got out of his car and slashed as many as he could with a butcher knife. According to WorldNet Daily, a police officer shot Artan dead. As WorldNet Daily indicated, all of the eight bloody attacks have been committed by Muslim immigrants or their sons. Among the attacks were the Chattanooga mass shooting at a Navy recruitment center on July 2015, the San Bernardino shooting, leaving 14 dead and several wounded in December 2015, the Orlando nightclub shooting, leaving 49 dead and 53 wounded in June of 2016. The dozens of previous domestic Islamist terrorist attacks include the May 2009 Fort Hood, Texas gunning down of 13 unarmed soldiers by a Muslim psychiatrist, the September 2014 Moore, Oklahoma beheading of a woman by a Sharia advocate after calling for Islamic terror and posting an Islamist beheading photo. Snyder, quite simply, stated, "We are at war with radical Islamic terrorism. Individual Americans need guns for defense against Islamists and other violent perpetrators. We need national reciprocity for concealed gun carry." A positive state concealed carry permit or concealed carry policy enables a qualified individual to carry a particular concealed firearm within his or her state of jurisdiction if legally permitted to do so. With national reciprocity, a state-issued CCW permit would be honored throughout the country, similar to the way in which state-issued driving permits now are honored throughout the country. And that's what we should think of them as, is driving permits, not licenses, permits. Now, in a survey of United States police chiefs and sheriffs conducted this year by the National Association of Chiefs of Police, over 86% said that they supported nationwide recognition of state-issued concealed weapons permits, according to Mr. Snyder. The time for national reciprocity for concealed carry has come. This is coming from the dean. With pro-gun Republican Donald Trump taking office as president next month, and with the Republicans in charge of both houses of Congress, proponents of the individual Second Amendment civil right to keep and bear arms can and should advance the American freedom agenda. In addition to fostering national reciprocity for concealed weapon carry, Washington should now slash the law enforcement funding of cities and states, following policies contrary to the spirit of the Second Amendment, and repeal federal laws interfering with Second Amendment liberties. Yeah, I agree. It is time. It is well past time, but now it really is time. Now, coming from the desk of John Farnham, we get this. True and accurate. When he was still alive, Jeff Cooper used that example to emphasize the importance of both truth and accuracy. Okay? You might say the only purpose for a scalpel is to cut people open. Technically, that is true, but it is not accurate. Those who phrase issues this way are attempting to conceal an agenda and are thus fundamentally dishonest with you. So closer to home, we've all heard this before. The only purpose for a gun is to kill. Once again, technically true, and once again, inaccurate. In the former example, and the true and accurate description is, scalpels are used by surgeons to perform necessary surgery in order to preserve and improve human life. In the latter case, we use guns to apply deadly force when acutely necessary in order to resolve an emergency personal security crisis that cannot be acceptably resolved otherwise. So like a surgeon, we're using a gun to preserve life. And sometimes, in order to save a life, you have to end a life. Now, this represents an unhappy reality, but like all reality, it must be faced honestly. Those who purposely misphrase issues in order to serve a hidden agenda are, as you know, they're frauds. They're charlatans. And guess who's full of them? That would be the media. Your so-called mainstream media, if you will. Honest people must never allow them to define the terms to complement their leftist agenda. Now, legitimate reporting is both true and accurate. It'd be nice to see some examples of that every now and again. Noel Coward said this: it's discouraging to think how many people are shocked by honesty and how few by deceit. That was the problem with Trump. That was the problem with Trump. Trump was shockingly honest, and a lot of people had trouble with that. A lot of people had trouble with that. The Democrats seem to believe they're still pertinent currently. Led by a septuagenarian leadership team, they are going to change course. Rather than angrily decrying obstructionism, they're returning to the pro-obstructionism approach they haven't embraced since, you know, Bush. Coming from Politico, a glimpse at Chuck Schumer's potential next moves when the new Congress gavels into session and the GOP controlling both legislative chambers and the White House. They're preparing to put Donald Trump's cabinet picks through a grinding confirmation process. This is where McConnell goes ahead and uses the Reid rule, or the nuclear option. Reid put it in place. It's a rule. He put it in place. What they want to do is try to mess up the first 100 days in office. This is sort of a yardstick. It's a bad yardstick, but it's a yardstick nonetheless. Multiple Democratic senators told the Politico in interviews last week that they're watching Republicans sit on Merrick Garland's nomination to the Supreme Court for nearly a year, so they're in no mood to fast-track Trump's election. Senator Sherrod Brown. He was saying, they've been rewarded for stealing a Supreme Court justice. We're going to help them confirm their nominees, many of whom are disqualified. He said this is like a, you know, an ironic question. They're saying it's not obstruction, it's not partisan, it's just a duty to find out what they do in these jobs. Senate Democrats can't block Trump's appointments, which in all but one case need only 51 votes for confirmation. But they can turn the confirmation process into a bit of a slog. Any individual senator can force Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to hold procedural votes on nominees, as an example. This is the higher house of the Congress, by the way. This is the one where all the thinkers are supposed to be, and instead this is just a chess game for most of them. Senior Democrats said a series of such votes are likely for many of Trump's picks. Democrats could concede they could force up to 30 hours of debate for each cabinet nominee, and that would be disruptive for a GOP Senate that usually works limited hours but has big ambitions for the next year. They're going to force retired Marine General James Mattis to get 60 votes for a legislative waiver to become Secretary of Defense, and they're signaling out at least four of the nominations for strict scrutiny. They're saying that with Garland, what goes around comes around. Well, you know, all they did with Garland was go by the Biden rule. Isn't he a Democrat? Oh, yeah, he's the vice president. Yeah. When he was the Senate Judiciary head, 18 months out, with 18 months left in Bush's administration, he said we should wait on the next president to pick the next Supreme Court nominee, shouldn't we? What goes around, come around. Garland was nominated by a lame duck president in an election year, so that's what went around. We're going to roll and head towards the second hour. That's what we're going to do right this minute. Right this minute. More of the rant coming up. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.